first quarter moon takes place on Sunday this week. On that day, it will be high overhead in the south at sunset and set at midnight in the western sky. Tonight, Mercury and Venus will be very close to the moon, so the three will make a spectacular trio in the western sky at sunset. Wednesday, Mercury is at its best for the month, so that will be a great day to see it. And Saturn is overhead in the south and visible until midnight all this week.
Lots of planets. How about unusual events happening this week?
Well, tomorrow is the peak of the Gamma Delphinid meteor shower. This shower will peak around 10 p.m., and you can see roughly 10 to 20 meteors an hour around that time. Look for these in the eastern sky starting around sunset and up to about midnight. The shower is named for Delphinius, the dolphin, a small constellation where the meteors will appear to emanate from.
And about how many meteors an hour?
Somewhere around 10 to 20 max.
That'll be fun to look for. And ISS, X-37B, that sort of thing?
We do have a bunch of satellites this week. Tonight, you can see the X-37B from 7:20 to 7:24 p.m., moving from west to north. And, just a little bit later, the Tiangong-1 from 8:25 to 8:28, moving from northwest to southwest. You can also see the Tiangong-1 again on Wednesday evening from 7:25 to 7:30 p.m., moving from northwest to southeast. And the Hubble Space Telescope makes a nice pass on Saturday morning for those early risers from 4:17 to 4:23 a.m., moving from west to northeast.
It's a busy week, and we appreciate the heads up. Thanks, Sean.
Mahalo for having me, Dave.
You are welcome. Sean Lotch, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island, and you can catch Stargazer on demand online at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Just follow the news links.